1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is doubling down on its support for Israel following drone and missile attacks from Iran. CBS's Natalie Brand has more from Washington.
We are hearing nothing but this unwavering support and message to Iran that the U.S. will stand next to Israel in defense.
President Biden plans to hold a call with G7 leaders later today. Tomorrow, jury selection gets underway in former President Trump's hush money case in New York. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
We're in totally uncharted territory. There's no precedent for this, for either a sitting president or a former president.
The Masters will finally get some sun today after days of strong winds and rain at Augusta National. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service.
Should be some good weather down there with the sun and the warm weather and, you know, a little bit of a breeze, but certainly not as strong as what we've seen the last couple days.
Scottie Scheffler in the lead going into day four. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Clean water advocates say they're happy with new, stricter PFAS standards for drinking water. More from Mike Moan.
On Wednesday, the EPA unveiled a final rule that for the first time sets a legally enforceable drinking water benchmark for PFAS chemicals all states will have to follow. Scientists have been highlighting health risks with more detection of PFAS in everyday products and water sources. Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe says they welcome the move, but stress it also serves as a wake-up call to manufacturers of these chemicals.
If we have to take this action and restrict them in drinking water, then we need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
There is some concern from operators of public water systems who are fretting about costs to update facilities. However, officials note there's federal funding to help with the transition. Last year, Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water, but the new federal rule is tougher, and state officials say they're taking steps to adopt them. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how to handle state funding to address PFAS. Thorpe says the latest action shows policymakers are taking this seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
Under the new rule, the EPA estimates between 6 and 10% of 66,000 public drinking water systems around the U.S. may have to take action to reduce PFAS. All of them have 3 years to complete initial monitoring, and if levels exceed the new standards, these systems must take corrective action within 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Baltimore against the Orioles. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins and Jake Bowers, top of the fourth.
Bowers, right center, deep. Santander back. Gone! The Brewers have the lead. What a bomb from Bowers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin, a three-run shot, made it 8-5. The Brewers went on to win 11-5 over Baltimore. Milwaukee now off to its best start since 1989 and 1982 when they went to the World Series.
Yeah, we had great at-bats. Guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves, you know, how to conduct ABs, and hopefully our young guys will keep learning from the guys doing it. I mean, Terang, what can you say, man? Bowers' home run, so great to get him off the schneid and get his first one out of the way, and he's played such brilliant defense, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great kid, and that homer was huge.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plentiful sunshine today and gusty northwest winds and highs in the lower 70s. Clear and low 40s tonight. Winds will be a little lighter. On your Monday, increasing clouds and upper 60s. Monday night, there will be a chance of showers. This should be after midnight. Currently 71 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
AM 1400 WRJN.
This is the music of the stars. Thanks for being here. Music of Hollywood. The Dream Factory, they called it. Many broken dreams, including behind the scenes when the Oscars are given out. To feature the Oscar losers and winners, So what are we talking Oscars for here in mid-April? The year was 1937. The winning picture was Waikiki Wedding. The tune Sweet Leilani by Harry Owens. Bing Crosby had the hit. But the losers, that old feeling, loser, Sammy Fain. The Gershwins lost. They can't take that away from me. From Shall We Dance? Love songs rule the roost. Whispers in the Dark, another loser from Artists and Models. A bit about our program, we're on the air worldwide, civicmedia.us, on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is an anniversary year, too. 70 years for the best A Star Is Born ever. Judy Garland, James Mason, Jack Carson. But the first one, that was 1937.
The story in every version is quite simple. It's a love story about two performers, one whose star is rising while the other is facing the cold dimming of stardom. In this first version, Janet Gaynor plays a young actress who chases her dream from the Midwest to Hollywood. And she's discovered in L.A. by an established star played by Frederick March, whose career is declining, a fall from grace exacerbated by his alcoholism. In real life, the actors were the exact opposite of the characters they played. Janet Gaynor, who won the first Best Actress Oscar, was nearing the end of a long career, while Frederick March was in the early stages of a brilliant career that would last into the 1970s. The original story for A Star is Born came from director William Wellman and his writing partner Robert Carson. The story had roots in Hollywood legend. There were real-life parallels to March's self-destructive character, including John Barrymore, as well as Barbara Stanwyck's first husband, comic Frank Fay. Wellman and Carson tried to sell their story to producer David O. Selznick, but he was cool to the idea, at least until his wife, Irene, also the daughter of MGM head Louis B. Mayer, changed his mind. Selznick took on the project, then went behind William Wellman's back, bringing on several different writers to improve the script as well as adding his own input. Wellman found out there was no way he wouldn't. He was directing the movie. The film still stands today as one of the most honest, often brutal looks at Hollywood.
The music of the stars, Robbie Williams, another Oscar loser.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key.
I ain't flat the band sharp.
The way you haunt my dreams.
Oh no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again on this bumpy road to love.
Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife,
the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life.
Oh no, they can't take that away from me. No,
no, they can't take that away from me.
Not without a lawyer, anyway.
That's an Oscar loser. And the Gershwins wrote it. From Shall We Dance?
Oh,
Linda.
Linda Keene.
Yes.
How do you do?
Oscar loser, Doris Day does the honors for that old feeling from Vogue's of 1938.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old. That you danced by, I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old.
The next loser, oh, by the way, that was Sammy Fain. He lost, along with Lou Brown, the Oscars, Vogue's of 1938, that old feeling. Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. I've never seen that. Harry Warren, though, and Al Dubin. Mr. Dodd Takes the Air, another loser from 1938. As we move along our list of disappointments in Hollywood for the best and less than best songs.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill. And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay them still. remember me. I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see? He kinda sorta looks like me. Whose only joy is loving you. Who worries, still he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember.
Oscar loser, that's 1937. It won nothing. But we had Hal Kemp do a version of that. And Bob Allen does the vocal. Let's hear that. Paramount Studios. Hal Kemp. Leo Robin.
In the night, so gentle and so tender that every little word is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem. When lips and arms surrender and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees that dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear those little whispers in the dark from you.
Oh, 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 oh.
in studio, that's Bob Allen. And Hal Kemp only had another year and a half to live, killed in a car accident on his way to work. Bing Crosby won, well, actually the song, Sweet Leilani by Harry Owens. The Oscar winner for 1937, Waikiki Wedding. And Sweet Leilani.
Sweet Leilani. Skies are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
Oscar winner, 1938. From Waikiki Wedding. Harry Owens wrote that.
From the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards,
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakeans.
Hey,